a second grade teacher decided to come up with an Easter play one year. So the second grade teacher gathered a few of the students, or some of the students, and the teacher gave each one of those students a role to play. And one of the boys was given the role of the stone. The role of the stone. So the second grade teacher told this little boy, "Young man," she said, "you're going to be the stone, and when it is your turn, simply just roll your hand, make some circles, and step to the side, and let Jesus out." Young boy said, "Very well, I can do that." So the teacher had the first rehearsal. And she was all excited to have the rehearsal. She gathered all the children with their different roles and talked to them about it, reminded them about their roles. And it was time for the young boy to fulfill his role. So the teacher was hoping that she would just roll, make some circles, and step to the side to signify that the stone had been rolled away and Jesus could come out from the tomb. Oh no. The little boy then decided to do a cartwheel. Well, guess what happened? She knocked down some of her classmates. And so the teacher said, "Oh, what is going on here?" So the teacher went and talked to the young boy and said, "You don't have to be dramatic. Just little circles and then step to the side. And that should do it." The young boy said, "Okay, I'll do it." So another rehearsal. And the boy did the same thing. Another cartwheel. Another cartwheel that knocked down again those same students. So the teacher then said, "What do I do now?" So the teacher says, "Maybe I can do this." So she took the young boy aside and said, "Maybe I can give you a different role. Do you want to be a soldier? You can be the soldier." And the young boy said, "Nah, I want to be the stone." And then the teacher said, "How about Peter?" Young boy said, "No, I want to be the stone." So the teacher said, "Oh, I'm going to give him the most important role." And the teacher said, "You're going to be Jesus." The young boy thought about it carefully. And the young boy said, "No, I want to be the stone." And so the teacher said, "Why? Jesus, everyone wants to be Jesus, and you want to be the stone? Why do you want to be the stone?" And the young boy said, "Because when I roll the stone away, it feels good to let Jesus out of the tomb. It feels good to let Jesus out of the tomb." My friends, there is wisdom to that. There is wisdom to what the young boy said. It feels good to let Jesus out of the tomb. You and I had just finished the season of Lent. And during the season of Lent, we have invited God to roll away the stone. To roll away the stone of whatever would hinder us in our preparation for the great feast of Easter. We prayed, we fasted, and we gave alms. And in our prayer, we asked God to roll away the stone of blindness so that we can see clearly the presence of Christ and that there is hope and we can see the light of Christ. In our prayer during the season of Lent, we have invited God to roll away the stone of deafness so that you and I can hear clearly the voice of God speaking to us. Then in our fasting, we have invited God to roll away the stone of whatever would inhibit us from growing in our relationship with our God and with one another. To roll away the stone that would inhibit us from creating a prayer life, a good, a quality prayer time with our God. Then in our almsgiving, we ask our God to roll away the stone of whatever prohibit us from seeing God in other people and in our ability to reach out to our brothers and sisters, especially to those in need. The good news of the resurrection, my brothers and sisters, if we have kept our Lenten practices and discipline, we would come to know that God continues to be alive in our midst, healing us and offering all of us new life. He offers us new life. In today's gospel reading, we hear the story of that first Easter day. That first Easter day that John tells us that the stone that they used to cover the tomb of Jesus was rolled away. It was rolled away. And then we have three of the disciples of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Peter, and the beloved disciple, seeing the same thing, the cloth that was left on the floor, and then the cloth, the burial cloth that covered the head of Jesus, neatly folded. I didn't know Jesus was so neat. Neatly folded. And then John tells us that as they saw this, the same things, the response to what they saw was quite, they're all different. Mary Magdalene had the worst response. She panicked. She feared, thinking that they have stolen the body of Jesus, and ran to the disciples and told them they have taken the Lord. And then you have Peter. Peter, who ran from the upper room to the empty tomb, and as soon as Peter saw the burial cloths and the empty tomb, he was confused. He was paralyzed, if I may say. Stunned, did not know what to do. And then you have the beloved disciple, who did not even go in. Yet, when he saw, he believed. Upon seeing, he believed because he was loved and allowed God to love him. And he responded to the very love of God. Seeing and believing is connected to accepting and responding in the very love of God for us. On this Easter day, you and I stand at the tombs of our hearts. And we're invited to roll away the stone, to allow the light of Christ, the gifts of the Spirit to do its work. The question that is placed before us are the following. Do we allow the sacrificial love of God to allow us to go beyond Mary Magdalene's panic and fear? To allow God to roll away the stone of fear and panic? Because if we don't allow God to roll away the stone of fear and panic, then we won't be able to see or to experience and know that life is beautiful. That life is purposeful. That life is filled with meaning. Or would we allow the love of God for all of us to go beyond the fear, the confusion of Peter in today's gospel? If we don't allow ourselves to go beyond that, then we wouldn't understand how God is working in our lives. Or would we allow God to continue to love us, just like the beloved disciple in today's gospel, to continue to create an intimate relationship with all of us, knowing full well that God continues to guide us, especially during this very difficult time? If we accept and know that we are loved by God, then we come to know that all of us are made in the image and likeness of God. That all of us are loved by God, regardless of race, regardless of gender. God loves each one of us. In a few moments, we are going to renew our baptismal promises. We're going to say, I do. We're going to say no to sin and yes to the life that Christ will offer us. If we are able to faithfully and with conviction respond yes to those baptismal promises, then we can certainly, to use the words of the boy in my story, it would feel good to let Jesus out of the tomb.